Hi, this is Jenna Shiosaki with podcast number 2. I would describe the mood of the Wallingford Boys and Girls Club as rambunctious and enthusiastic. I volunteer on Friday afternoons, and it sounds like children excited to be out of school. They run in, throw their backpacks down, laughing, talking. Some of them say they just want to go home. I hear children shouting and whining with excitement, longing to play a certain game. The adults speak loudly and clearly, in a tone that makes them the authority figure. I hear, "Ben, on the wall," to children who will not sit still and be quiet and listen to directions. My work at the Wallingford Boys and Girls Club intersects with my first podcast because I address my desire to be an active volunteer with a positive attitude. I think I have fulfilled that goal by always finding someone new to play with, and I truly am never bored or without something to do. In my first blog entry, I wrote about my experience as a cabin leader at Wasquits Outdoor School. Because we spent an entire week, 24 hours a day, with the 5th and 6th grade girls in our cabin, it was extremely important for cabin leaders to set a good example. This current experience at the Boys and Girls Club is different because I'm only at the club for 4 hours at most, and I spend time with many different children. Unlike the girls at Wasquits, I doubt any of the children at Boys and Girls Club would start wearing their hair like me or trying to talk like me because I'm not with them for that long of a time. My group's keyword collaboratory was the sexual service definition. Our definition of service is also of a man to have sexual intercourse with, in parentheses, a woman. We used a Cruz quote to relate to the sexual definition of service, but her quote was meant to be about service learning. Cruz writes, "I would argue that the possibility of mutuality of interest and needs implied in the concept of reciprocal learning could be more easily realized if it were not tied to any notion of service." So I think Cruz would argue that volunteers and the people in need of help would both be more satisfied and get what they wanted if the volunteers were not focused on serving the people. She believes in reciprocal learning. I think she means that both volunteers and the people, quote, unquote, quote, in need, unquote, should be sharing a positive experience in which both sides understand each other and what each side wants and needs. I don't think I could ever fully, completely understand the children I work with or they of me, but it is a comfort to know that I'm making them happy or doing what they want when they laugh and have fun and say thank you after we played a fun game or something. At this time, I feel the need to go to the Boys and Girls Club on a different day of the week besides Friday to see how it's different. I also want to arrive earlier and spend some of the time in the teen room, especially hanging out with special needs youth, because I've only interacted with one special needs girl 2 times, and I don't think that's enough. So, currently, I'm very interested in my group's effort to create material for future service learners so that they may be more comfortable working with special needs children. Thank you. Talk to you next time.